On the record.
Good afternoon. We are on the record. My name is Marisha Childs. My pronouns are she, her. I'm the hearings officer for this matter. We are here today on a tow appeal matter, cause number 1250059. We are on Zoom, and I see a square that says Desiree Short. If you could identify yourself for the record, please state and spell first and last name and your pronouns.
My name is Desiree Short Marie. It's M-A-R-Y-E-A. Desiree, D-E-S-I-R-E-E, and she, her.
Okay. You're the appellant, Desiree Marier.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you for that. So the Portland Police Bureau is the bureau from the city, and oftentimes the police bureau does not appear at these hearings. If a party fails to show, the hearing still moves forward in their absence. Nobody is automatically defaulted, so nobody automatically wins or automatically loses just by virtue of somebody not being here. But I do, when I scroll through this case, I see that there was a notice of hearing, which is Exhibit 5, and it was sent to the parties on April 10th, 2025, and PPB received notice of this hearing. They are not here today. So I'm going to make a finding that they are waiving their right to be present for this hearing, so we will move forward in their absence. So this hearing is being audio recorded. We're on Zoom, and although I can see faces and squares, it's not the video that's being recorded, it's just the audio. The audio of these proceedings will be available on the city's website within the next 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing. As I said, I'm a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow your vehicle to make sure that decision complies with the code. Let's see, there was no parking citation because the vehicle was not parked when it was, I read what happened, but it wasn't. Typically, it's a vehicle that's like parked on the public right of way, and that's how the vehicle gets towed. That's not the case here. Ms. Marier, did you receive the statement of rights in this case? It was exhibit number exhibit 6.
So when I got on the case, whatever site that this is on, I tried to look at things and it said it wasn't authorized for some reason. Am I not doing something right?
When did you try to do that, and did you contact the clerk?
A couple of different times. And no,
Did you contact the hearings office clerks?
No,
they usually can help you with that.
Yeah, no, and I'm talking about like the Portland hearings office online thing that we're okay. Corresponding on.
Sure.
This is my first time using the computer to do all this stuff, so it's really all new to me. So I apologize for not being better educated on how it works.
That's okay. You're doing great. If you are having difficulty,
my cat.
Usually we ask that people contact the clerk. The clerk can usually help people with the online case filing system to kind of get it all figured out if they're having difficulty logging on. Have you had an opportunity to review any of the documents that have been uploaded?
No, I was just gonna wing it because I feel like I know what they say for the most part.
Okay. Well, totally up to you. If you feel ready to move forward, you have to accept the email note. You have to accept the email that comes from the system once you create the case. And if you didn't do that, then that's probably why you weren't able to access it. But if you feel ready to move forward, you know, let's do it.
This is good. I mean,
it's up to you. Okay. So when I scroll through this case, there it looks like there are 11 documents that have been uploaded into this case. And one of the documents that was uploaded into this case was notice that the hearing was going to be bifurcated.
And that means provide proof that I don't own a vehicle or something of that nature, correct?
Say that again?
This to provide proof that I'm owner of the vehicle or something of that nature?
That was why it's being bifurcated. The hearing is, I asked that the hearing be, excuse me, bifurcated because you indicated that you were not the owner. And I see that you sent an, I see that you sent an email, but you didn't upload this notarized letter.
Because I could not get into the system. Do I go to my email? Can I go to my email now and accept the notice that you sent me or that was sent to me? And can I get it turned down and upload it now?
Yeah.
I got everything pulled up. I mean, it's just behind my screen. Let me see if I can do that just real quick. I promise that won't take very long, I think, hopefully.
You hope.
Yeah, I'm not illiterate too bad. So what does the word bifurcated mean, or that bifurcated?
Bifurcate? To bifurcate the hearing means I split it into two parts. The first part will be dedicated to determining vehicle ownership and whether or not you are the proper party to be moving this tow appeal hearing forward.
Okay.
And the second part will be, if you get past that part, then we will address the merits of the tow, the substance of the tow, whether or not the tow was valid. So you might want to check your junk or spam mail for an email from, it'll say, I think it's in the chat. Well, maybe you can't access the chat.
It says USA Pool CMS, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm looking at my inbox and I've got a bunch of them. And the first one that I see here is, it says, case assignment notification. Has been, TPA has been assigned to you. Please use the link to access it. And then notice of filing, same thing, stakeholder review document in the following case number has been filed. Click on the case number to access it.
Okay, well, let's try to make this easy.
Okay, let's do
because
that.
This does not appear easy. And if there's a bunch of emails that you have received, because I imagine there's several emails that you would have received from that email, it may be difficult for you to figure out which is the one you need to be opening. So if you first of all, let's just go back to there's 11 exhibits. I would like to admit these exhibits so that way I can rely on them and make some decisions about this case. After I get past this part, then we can talk about what it is I think you need to do next. Do you have any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 11 into the record at this time?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to admit exhibits 1 through 11. And it sounds like I saw that you had uploaded an email that said that you have a notarized letter from the vehicle owner, Susan Hogue, right? Do you have that already, that letter, that notarized document, is that already scanned and in your
email?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have that? Okay.
Yes.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to email that to the clerk.
Okay.
And the clerk will upload it. Because that's the thing I actually need. I need more than just your email that says, hey, my friend said I could drive the car. I need that notarized document. So email that to the clerk. The clerk is going to put the email address. It's hearingsofficeclerks@portlandoregon.gov. So the clerk will put that email address into the chat so you can double check to make sure you have it correct. And if you can just send that notarized letter from the vehicle owner to the clerk, then I will look at that. Okay?
Can I have the email one more time?
She put it in the chat. It's hearings office clerks with an S. Hearings office clerks at portlandoregon.gov.
Okay, I just emailed it to her.
Okay. So let's give that a minute to arrive and give the clerk some time to upload that document.
Okay. That's just not found in this room. Hearings office. Why is it going to be so difficult for me to swear? Okay, I sent it again because this is the right email. Apparently, I must have mistyped it, but I got the right one now. I just replied to her other email, so she'll have it now. Come on, man. Why is it not? You're killing me, Smalls. What the heck, man? Right.
You said that you sent it again. Yeah.
There it went. I it was queued. It was sitting there saying queued for so long. I'm like, why? So I just went through and sent it again. So I think it went through the time. It doesn't say queued anymore. It says sent. Because the first time I didn't have the right email, I got a notification saying wrong email. So
okay.
So it's sent now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just see what happens.
You do a lot of these hearings?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of them. Really good.
Nothing yet. Miss Marie, I'm going to go off the record for just a few minutes. The clerk did receive the email, but because they're images, she has to convert them to a PDF so they can be uploaded into the system. So that's just going to take a little bit. So rather than, both of us sitting here waiting. Yeah. I'm just going to go off the record. You just stay where you are. I'll still be here. And then when she is done and they are in the system, I will we'll be back on the record and I can move forward. Okay?
I apologize. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Off record. On the record.
All right.
Okay. So we're back on the record. And now got the document, the documents that the appellant had emailed. I'm going to, it's exhibit 12 and 13, so I'm going to admit exhibits 12 and 13 as these relate to the bifurcated hearing. Okay, I see exhibit 12 is looks like it's a title for, that says the vehicle belongs to Susan Hoag, and minute 13. Okay, I, Susan Hogue. April 22nd, okay. Susan Hogue authorized my friend Desiree Short Marier to act on my behalf in matters concerning the towing of my car by Portland Police, April 7, 2025. I trust her judgment and give her full authority to make any necessary decisions on my behalf. Thank you for your attention to this matter, Susan Hogue. Okay, great, perfect. So at least we've got that. That part squared away, that you are authorized to, you're testifying in as her authorized representative. Wonderful. Great. So we can at least move forward, having established that you are properly here before the hearings officer, we can address the substance of the tow. So Miss Marier, you tell me why you believe that this tow is invalid.
Well, first of all, I was parked in a parking place, a parking lot of a business during business hours. It was H&R Block on 164th Division. I was sitting in the driver's seat with the key off. I'd been sitting there for several minutes when the officers came to my window. And he made a comment about how we almost slipped, or I don't know exactly what he said at this point, but implying that we had been driving, that I'd been driving when I hadn't been driving the car. We passed them on the street, and they saw that I was in the passenger seat prior to them stopping us in the parking lot. They decided me for driving while suspended, but I wasn't even driving the car.
You were sitting in the driver's seat, though?
I was sitting in the driver's seat because the person who was driving had got out of the vehicle and went to their appointment or whatever they were doing, and I got on the driver's seat because I was going to leave, and I haven't gone anywhere yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay. Who else was in the car? Was there somebody else in the car? Did they offer that rather than tow your vehicle, did they ask if somebody else could drive the car?
No. Officer didn't ask. He was upset because he asked me who was in the vehicle, and I didn't give him that information because I didn't even know what I was being stopped for. What it was even being? I mean, I was totally blindsided by the whole situation.
So let me make sure I'm understanding you correctly. So you were in a park. So you weren't driving. You were previously the passenger in that vehicle. Mm-hmm. And y'all stopped at 164th and Division at an H&R Block. And the driver, which was not you, got out to do something. And you moved to the driver's seat.
And then the police officer showed up at the driver's side window.
So you guys were there. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter why you were there. But you had not been driving. The vehicle was not on. Okay, got it. Thank you for that. Let me tell you what the police report says. And okay, so the police report had been uploaded previously. It's Exhibit 10, and it says, this is authored by Landon Goldberg, dated 4/7/2025 at 12:33. And it said the subject towed driving while suspended, Landon Goldberg, release date April 7, 2025, 12:33. And it states, quote, while working patrol near 166th Place and Southeast Division Street, Officer B. Brunel and I noticed a black Honda Fit, Oregon 714KAS, occupied by a male and female. The vehicle drove past us and onto Southeast Division westbound. We attempted to get behind the vehicle as it turned southbound onto Southeast 164th Avenue. We were blocked by traffic and unable to tell the Fit had pulled into the parking lot at 16408 Southeast Division. We noticed a vehicle that looked similar to the Fit about five blocks away from us and believed it was trying to elude our stop. We caught up to it and realized it wasn't the correct vehicle. As we returned to the vehicle, we found the fit in the parking lot. We pulled in behind it, and Desiree Short Mirier was in the driver's seat. I ran her information and found she was suspended. I cited Mirier for driving while suspended and expired tags. I provided her with a copy of her citation and a seizure form. Officer B. Brunel inventoried the vehicle, found nothing of value inside. I have no further information at this time. This report is a summary of these events. The events were recorded on body-worn camera. Any statements, unless otherwise specified, are based on memory. End quote. Okay, I'm not really sure. I don't know. I guess in some ways I kind of understand. I guess maybe.
Very interesting situation.
So it sounds like the officer thinks that you were driving, but you're telling me the vehicle was not on, and I don't even know if he said that the key was in the ignition.
No, and it's interesting because when he said that we tried to step, we almost got away, right? Like I didn't realize we were being pulled over. Like we pulled in the parking lot, and, like, we didn't suspect anything. I didn't see him. I didn't know anything, right? And then he asked me about the other passenger, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, oh, it's going to be difficult. And then he's like, give me your fucking keys communicate your fucking ID or something like that. And then he, like, said to his partner that something about it was being difficult. And I was like,
okay.
And then he went and talked to him, came back, and then had me, like, put my hands by my head like this and interlock my fingers and ask me to get a vehicle. And I kept asking why, and they wouldn't answer me. And then told me that my car was being impounded. So...
There was somebody else. The driver of the vehicle was capable of driving the vehicle, I'm guessing, right? Because they had been previously driving the vehicle?
Right.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. Is the vehicle still in storage, or is the vehicle out of storage?
No, we got it out, and I'm going to go to the courthouse, and I'm going to contest the driver while suspended also, because... It should be on body cam, then, that he made those comments about knowing that I switched places with the driver, because he made that comment to his partner. And it should all be on body cam, correct? I mean, or dash cam or something.
Sure. I don't know about that part. Sorry. But theoretically, if the officer says that there's a body worn camera, so theoretically, but again, I'm not involved with that component, so I don't really know what they have and what evidence they have. But, you know, of course, if you already have something set, I imagine it's a criminal matter, so you do have something set for that. So absolutely, I would show up for that. But at least as it relates to this tow, I don't know why the vehicle was towed. I don't see a valid basis why the vehicle was towed. There is nothing in this report that says that there was a basis to tow the vehicle. There's nothing that shows that you were even driving the vehicle. Merely sitting in the passenger seat is not evidence that you were driving the vehicle. You've already testified that somebody else was driving the vehicle, which you acknowledge. So I don't see a valid basis. So one of the code limits my authority in these cases to determining whether a tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. And two of the requirements that need to be met for a tow to be found valid is that the procedural notice requirements have been satisfied and the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. I don't know what the basis for the tow was. Here, I don't know if you were provided any kind of notice that somebody else could have driven the car away instead of the vehicle being towed. There's a lot of pieces that are missing, so it's difficult for me to ascertain. But the city has the burden to show that the tow is valid, and this report in and of itself does not meet that burden that the tow was validly authorized. Absent any evidence that the tow was validly authorized, then I'm going to enter a finding that the tow was not validly authorized. That means you are not responsible for the towing and storage charges. What happens next is I will write an order that is consistent with these findings. That order will come to you in the same way you received notice of this hearing, meaning via email. So it might mean, I suggest you start opening some of those emails. The order will also explain to you how to be reimbursed for the cost of the towing and storage charges. We will do our part. There may be some other pieces that are related to the criminal matter that are separate from this. So, I will do my piece, and then I will leave the rest for you to try to wade through. Okay. Thank you for your struggling through this today and getting those documents uploaded. If you don't have any additional questions, then I'm going to conclude this hearing. Is there anything, do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
For the record. Thank you.